Hi, my name is Atanella.
And I'm Gabby, and this is our Social Studies podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about Egypt.
Today in Egypt, it is a fast-paced technology-using country, but in the past, there was no technology and very slow pace.
Back in the day, they had pharaohs that led them into battles and trades to help them get more things. Pharaohs are like presidents for Egypt. After a pharaoh dies, his dynasty takes over. A dynasty is a family of rulers, although many pharaohs die. They died because of jealous people that did not have pride in pharaohs. One pharaoh was interesting because she was the first female pharaoh. Her name was Hatshepsut. Another was a man named Ramses II. He was the longest-term pharaoh for 66 years.
Priests were the ones to worship and keep the gods happy, so there will be no consequences. The priests also give food to the gods.
The scribes were also respected because they were the only ones who could read and write hieroglyphics, which is a picture to keep track of trades and crops.
One main job is to farm. Farmers use the Nile River to transport crops, and it helps them water their crops too. Farmers are important because they are the ones who make the food for the people of Egypt. Farmers never grow in the red land because the red land is an open desert where nothing grows, but the farmer uses the black land to grow crops.
The pharaoh had slaves because they had to pay a debt or they were found in battle. The jobs they could have were helping a farmer or getting to mummify or embalm people who have passed. Mummifying or embalm is when you take a body and its inner organs and put them in a jar. Then to the body they put salt and spices in it so it won't rot. After they are done, they wrap it in linen.
Egypt is a desert, so it is very hot. Because it is very hot, they did not want to walk, so they created a wheel for another way of transportation. They also created the irrigation system so that the crops get enough water. And if it floods, they created a levee. A levee is a mound of earth that comes that is up from the water so only the roots can touch it.
The Egyptians created inventions that helped them with farming and transportation. Their inventions that they made were very helpful, like the wheel, and it helped them for moving one place to another, for doing trades, or picking the food they grow.
In the end, Egypt is a wonderful place to live and a happy place.